at a reasonable cost, though. So that kind of sums where we are and where I think that we should go with this.
Okay,
Bill, Summer, my phone cut out. I don't know if you called.
Campbell Fishback.
Yeah, Campbell Fishback. Let me just see if anybody else.
Mia,
please.
Okay. Mia, could I go for a second time? Bill, I think some folks have already gone second time. This
okay.
is Mia.
Well, what I was about to ask if there's still anybody else who hasn't spoken at all yet on this.
Teresa.
Or only once. Oh, yeah. Teresa, you want to say anything?
Teresa for the stack.
Oh, is that Teresa? Okay, well, I'll let you go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Teresa, was that you?
Yes. I do want to say something in response to the report that LaVon just gave. I'd like to say that KPFT has already raised $37,000 toward its transmitter.
Very good.
And I'm sorry?
Oh, I just said very good. I'll go on mute now.
Go ahead, Teresa. We can't hear you, Teresa.
Okay. Well, we are working really hard to get what we need for our transmitter, and I am confident that we can get it together. I am hoping that each one of the local station board members, as well as the national board members, makes the commitment to raise a significant amount of money, and each one of you looks at who you can approach to support your station, especially those that are not raising enough money. If you're not committed enough to this foundation to start asking some people for some money, then I'm wondering why you're on the board. Thank you.
This is LaVarn. Can I just add some more good news without going into detail? KPFT has a pro bono attorney who used to be on the board, and he was able to work the issue of the tax-exempt status for the property that's owned by Pacifica there in Houston, and that the ruling was in KPFT's favor to continue the property as tax-exempt or 501(c), and we expect funds back for the taxes that were paid, which are significant for KPFT. So that was a big win for KPFT and for the board, and that's just really, really great to have that support. And let me just add again, it was a pro bono attorney. So.
All right, thank you. And I believe we're going to get two years of property taxes back. It's about $30,000 total. So thank you. I believe, okay, Mia and then
this is Teresa. May I ask one other question?
Okay.
May I ask LaVarn and Arlene if there's anyone on the national level that is working on any specific grants at this time?
No. This is LaVarn. As far as I think I kind of summarized at one point that most of our funds that have come in that were not necessarily grants, but we did get a gift, it's basically from people calling in that we have, based on my conversations with Teresa, you know, as I get information, you know, we're sending out information to the stations on potential grants. In fact, there's a little one that I found out about today called Awesome Gift. So that's the way it's been done at this point. We do not have anyone here who's working on it, and we really can look at perhaps if there is staff who can work on it, but not that I'm aware of, other than Brian DeShazers, of course, works on getting grants for the radio archives, and we have talked some about some of the packages that he pulls together that they for these grants. So we have some templates. Basically, the point is that there are templates in place that Brian has developed and worked on and has been funded. So we have some things there. It's a matter of resourcing someone who can come in and do that for us, I believe. Arlene can comment more.
Laverne's actually covered it pretty well. That's basically where we are.
Okay, thank you. I believe Neil wanted to say something in the summer.
Yes.
Campbell for the stack.
Okay, yeah, I forgot about you, Campbell. Got you.
Yeah, that's why I said I really need to hear the financials. Just listening to the narrative, like Lydia said and that we've said all along, it's good. My sequence is not that good that I can retain all of that in sequential order. And when I hear that there are major receivables that we have to pay, I don't understand that. I don't think things are in the wrong categories, at least I hope not. But I don't understand that phrase in major receivables that are in the wrong phase. As the board, we need to see these financials because we really don't know where we are. I've asked before that as a board member, we need to get these. So could we get the financial statements as of March 31st? That's the balance sheets, the income statements, and the cash flow, just the financial statements, and then we'll be able to take it from there. But without seeing those, we cannot make a proper assessment of what the situation is. The other thing is, in terms of having the board meeting, do we know how much LA cost? How much was LA's meeting? And, you know, if folks want to have a meeting in late July and then another one, after seeing the financial statements, because by then we should have gotten the audit, I guess, summer, and we could take a look at that in, you know, I guess late July, whatever, and then go from there. But we need to have these documents. So my question, I have two questions. Can as soon as the audit is done, may we see that? And can we have the financial statements as of March 31st, 2012? That's all I'm asking. Let's say by next week or something.
How much is LA?
I thought you were through.
Okay, well, let me let Laverne answer before you get back to the stack, if that's okay.
Thank you. Let me repeat again what I said when I first started talking. I have them here. I read from them. That's what I'm sending out tonight, the financials for March the 31st, 2012. The complete package was sent out for the first half. The complete package will be sent out for the first half of the year, which is done every year. And but again, the balance sheet, I cannot create it at this time because the audit hasn't been completed. If the audit is not completed, once we get the audit completed, I can produce a balance sheet. I have the cash flow here, which I'm pulling together as we talk in the meeting. We have headcount for each year. I have the major payables. I'm sorry, Mia, that you don't understand this. This is a sheet that we have in every package that's sent out each month, sent out monthly or quarterly, and for the CFO report at the PNB meeting. It shows what's paid.
Payables, not receivables, right?
Yes, receivables. No, the payables, what we owe.
Payables?
What we owe to our vendors. So we have a sheet, we have a chart. And what I will add to it is the aging, and that's based on the request from Marcus Jeter, your treasurer. So we have that. We'll just tack that at the bottom, the aging, and that's what you will get, like you always get. This is not anything new. It'll be the package that you've seen many times. And I'm sitting here as we talk, sending it, recreating my little narrative to go with the numbers. But it's coming out tonight. I'll hit send probably by the end of this meeting. And if you have any questions, please call me.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you. And, yeah, I think we had Summer and then Campbell. You just want to be on the stack?
I was.
Well, Summer was on the stack quite a while back. She has to be.
I'm here.
I haven't gotten back to her yet. So, okay, go ahead, Summer, and then Campbell will be next.
All right. I wanted to move that we go ahead and I want to move that we have a PNB meeting by mid-July.
We already have Campbell. We have Campbell's motion on the floor. You can make that a substitute if you want.
Okay, what is Campbell's for? Isn't his just for the fall?
Campbell's is not to have one until the end of September.
End of September.
Okay, so I'd like to make a substitute motion that we have a meeting mid-July, or in July, and then we can hash it out after the 4th. So, is there a second on that?
The end of July.
I'm looking at a calendar right now trying to figure out which weekend, but my motion is for
second. Ephia, second.
Thank you. That was it. Now we can have discussion. I'm off.
Okay. Campbell, you're on this neck, on the stack next. So you can everybody can discuss either the substitute or the original.
Well, since we got an extensive financial report, I'd like to explore some of that, and if I may, please. I think this does relate to, what meetings we have and when.
Well, if it relates to these motions, okay.
But since Laverne's presentation went a little bit beyond just talking about the motions, I think that I, should be able to have some leeway on this. First thing is that in so far as just nomenclature, it's 501c3, not 3C, okay?
My bad. I have a little
Okay. It doesn't require discussion. In so far as the CPB funds that we are due, how much is it that we are due, and how long will it take after they get the audit for us to receive it?
That's a question to me.
Yes, that's the question.
Okay. We normally, I can't tell you. Normally, once you complete the audit, complete the reports that are required by CPB, they usually have the funds available, in a few weeks, maybe 3 to 4 weeks. We're expecting to get the funds by June. The amount that we plan to get, I believe, is about I'll have to look at the number here, is about $700,000. That's how much we're expecting to get. And we're expecting them in June. Like we said, once we have the audit, we can't complete the CPB report requirement until we get the audit.
I understand that.
Completed.
When you are doing your comparison of this year to last year with regard to the station's, fundraising efforts, did you include in last year's figures what the CPB was for that, that was received by the stations at that time?
Yes, I did. That's part of revenue.
Yeah,
if I look at the numbers, would you like to know what the difference is?
Well, not right now, but I mean.
Well, I'll just give it to you since we're on the phone.
If that's in your report, that would be fine.
Explain to the SAC, it didn't come in until April, so the first 6 months would be comparing apples to apples.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Arlene.
Campbell, let's remember, we're trying to discuss these two motions.
I understand.
Sure, relates to
well,
that.
One thing also that Laverne had mentioned was that she was going to be sending this to the committee. I would ask, please, to send it to the entire PNB. I think that would be very important to send that information to the entire PNB. I wanted to share with the committee also that, and some people may not be aware of that the WPFW lease is extended until December 31st of this year, December 31st. And because some of the issues pertaining to the acquisition of the property for a hotel are tied up in zoning, it could well extend beyond that period of time. I just wanted to make sure that we're clear about that. Another point is this, that I know that Arlene was very much interested in getting funding to cover the national presidential elections, and there are 10 groups that provide analysis and whatnot, some of whom may also provide some money if we, you know, tap them. And so I'm forwarding this to Arlene Summer, Laverne, Bill, maybe you can forward it to the committee as a whole, because this I think is something that, you know, is very much ripe for us, you know, if we're going to cover the national presidential elections. And
you can send it to all PNB.
Huh?
You can just send it to all of the PNB. People on the development committee we want to know too.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool. The thing about when we have the meeting and having the financials, you know, early enough so that we can deal with them, I don't think it's anything new about the aging of financials. It seemed as though Laverne was indicating, well, because Marcus Jeter had requested aging of the payables, that's why they were going to be included. This is something that I would, you know, has been requested rather frequently. And
we're kind of getting off the subject of the motion.
Okay, but insofar as if we have, you know, the financial information, if we have something of a better-looking cash flow because we've gotten the $700,000 from CPB, then I can, you know, work with the July time frame, and that indeed would give us a better opportunity to strategize things insofar as being able to go forward towards the end of the year. But I would hope that between now and then, we are beating up on our stations to have them talk with one another, to have them share best practices with one another on drives, on off, you know, on events, and on other off-air fundraising efforts.
This is Laverne.
That's
Beth.
Critical. Laverne. Okay, that's my
point. Okay, but let's try to get back to the motion.
And I'm okay with well, I guess I can't withdraw the initial motion, but you know, the timing of Summer's motion is something that I don't have, that I don't believe does real violence to it. I'm just concerned about how we function as a foundation, and if we're going to have our heads in the game in governance and getting ourselves out of this mess, then that's great. And I'd like to see us making, you know, being able to assert what we've done insofar as implementing the financial recovery plan that was adopted by the PNB.
Thank Arlene,
you, Chair. Okay. Look, and then Arlene?
And Lydia has a question.
Okay, well, let's see. I think Laverne wanted to say something, and Arlene, and then we'll get to you, Lydia.
Oh, I think Arlene's going to make the point, which is that there are weekly meetings with general managers and Arlene's staff, a leadership meeting, where all of these issues are addressed that Campbell is speaking about. Also, there's a PD meeting on Tuesdays every week. All of these issues are addressed. This information is shared. And so maybe at one point on one of these meetings, maybe we can invite Campbell so he can listen to this and see that the stations, which we cannot beat up on because they're the ones who are out there in the trenches, doing the programming and raising the funds. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Arlene, did you want to say something else, too?
Laverne is right. We are working on this collectively every single week. But the other point that I wanted to make, Campbell, is that the CPB funds are included in the monies that we expect. The issue right now that's causing us additional problems is that, well, in the fall, they're normally due in October. They came this year in November. But in both cases, that means we figured them into the same quarter. This time, hopefully, they'll also still be within the quarter that we would expect them, but theoretically, they're due in April. But due to the lack of our audit, it looks like we're not going to have those funds until June, and that means that we've been in a really terrific cash flow problem during this period before the fund drive start up this coming month. But in terms of the total dollars, in terms of our cash flow for the year, they were figured in. So when we say there are still shortages, we were assuming that we would be getting the CPB funding and in approximately the amount that it will come, because the place where it's unknown exactly is the beginning of the year, but then the second payment is within pennies of that amount for each station.
Thank you very much.
Hope that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Lydia, and then I hope we can vote on this.
Yeah, I just want to know how much was the total cost for the meeting in Los Angeles?
I can send that to you tomorrow if you want me to, Lydia. I can't give it to you off the top of my head. I would like to say around $20,000, maybe a little over that, but I'm not sure.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Okay, can we go ahead and vote on this? Okay, we have the original motion from Campbell was to not have an in-person meeting until the last weekend in September that goes until, I believe, October 1st. And then Summer had a substitute motion to have a meeting sometime in July, an in-person meeting. Is that correct?
Bill, this is Nia for the
Yeah, that's right. I'd like to go for the last weekend in July, Bill, if I may. It's July 27th to the 30th, gives us a four-day meeting.
So, okay, you're proposing
doesn't
that
land on
specific
anybody's
day or
Groundhog
just...
Day.
You're proposing that specific weekend or just sometime in July?
I am proposing that specific weekend, July 27th through July 30th. Unless
okay.
there's something, somebody has a good reason
I just hate to be too specific. You know, we might have problems with a hotel or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Well,
we always come up with dates every time.
Point of information.
I was hoping
okay.
specificity was helpful
well,
to us here.
Who had the point of information?
I have Teresa. I have a point of information.
Yes, Teresa.
My question is this. With the schedule that we have for the budgeting, is there any way that we can get the budgeting done at that meeting? Because to me, one of the most critical thing for us to be able to do as a board is to get to make sure that we get our budgeting done. And I would hate to have a meeting in July and then have another financial crunch and not be able to meet again to get the budgeting done.
This is Tracy.
Yeah, I'll let Tracy answer.
I'll address that.
Chair of the NFC. Go ahead, Tracy.
The final budgets will not be completed. They will more than likely not even have gotten to their LSBs by the end of January. Our budgetary process doesn't work that way. That said, I do think that the PNB having some conversations about money will inform that budget process, and you may end up with better budgets at the end of the process, because we can talk a little bit about what some priorities are and where we want the NFC to go in terms of looking over the budgets that we get from the stations. However, you will not be able to approve budgets at the end of July. 100%.
Yeah, the timeline is the stations are supposed to have the budgets, the LSBs are supposed to have the budgets completed by about the first week in August. And so...
Yep. And no one is ever early.
Be able to look at them. We might probably won't even be able to look at them at the end of July. But we could still surely talk about them, as Tracy mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Point of information again, based upon what Tracy, did you mean January? Did you say we wouldn't have the budget till January?
No, I didn't say that. You will have the budgets on time in mid to late September.
Thank you.
I said January. But
yeah, I think I heard January, too, but I knew you didn't mean that. Okay.
But they wouldn't be ready for the January meeting, and I think she meant July.
Yeah.
Okay, you said they would not be ready by July, but they will be ready by September, correct?
Yes, they should.
Because if we're submitting for grants, we have to have our 2013 budgets done, correct, by 2013?
Yes, you will have your 2013 budget by 2013.
All right, thank you.
But if you're applying for grants now, you give them the last organizational budget for the current fiscal year. That's okay. And our current fiscal year runs until the end of September.
LaVarne to the SEC.
Okay, well, go ahead, Lauren, if you're answering questions.
We have a projected 5-year cash flow budget, or cash flow for the foundation. So we do have an idea where we'd like to go. But the other point is that due to the governance process and the budget in terms of the approval by the LSBs, we perhaps will have a budget that is just summary before the LSB goes in and look at what they would like to do with it. So, you know, that's what we're just, you know, we're shooting to get some type of preliminary on everything, and then we'll know where we really need to go. But we certainly will not have a budget by the end of July.
Okay. Are we ready to vote on this? So we have a substitute motion from Summer that says we'll have an in-person meeting the last weekend in July, which I believe is July 27th through the 30th. Is that right, Summer?
That's correct.
And the original...
Okay,
I'll get you a second. Just to clarify the motion. So that's the substitute, and the original is from Campbell is to not have a meeting until the last September, the last weekend in September. So, Ophia, go ahead.
I would move to amend the substitute motion that it would be not later than the last weekend in case it has to be the weekend before.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, sure. That's fine, Bill.
Okay. Let me just ask, objections to that amendment to the substitute? We'll still have to vote on the substitute. Okay, hearing none, then we'll adopt that amendment to the substitute. Can we go ahead and vote on the substitute, and then we'll vote on the original motion or substituted motion?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so the substituted motion now is that we will have a in-person meeting no later than the last weekend in July. Are there any objections to that?
Yes.
Okay. Campbell, you want to call the roll, please?
Okay.
Or how are we going to do this,
Mr. Chair?
Tracy? Did you have a way? Do we have a way where we can vote electronically, or what was that that was set up?
No, it doesn't have to do with voting electronically. And actually, I'm not doing it in real time. I'm going to have to do it afterwards, but I will take down the votes and, yeah. It will keep a record of who voted this way. Yeah.
All right. So, Campbell, if you go ahead and call the roll, I guess, and we're voting right now on the substitute motion.
Okay. Thank you. Let me ask this. Arlene and LaVarne do or do not vote on this committee?
They do.
They do?
They do vote. They're on the committee.
Okay. Teresa Allen? Your vote, please.
Can't hear you, Teresa.
Can't hear you, Teresa. Mia Bidiaco? Can't hear you, Nia. Lydia Brazone?
No.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Okay. Ophia Wangaza?
Yes.
All right. Summer Reese?
Yes.
Okay, Arlene Englehart? Arlene, can't hear you.
Sorry, I was muted. Passed for a moment, I'm thinking.
Okay, Tracy Rosenberg?
I'll vote yes.
All right, LaVarne Williams?
Pass.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Pass,
okay. Returning now, I didn't hear, Teresa, how you voted. Still don't hear Teresa. Nia Bidiaco, your vote, please. Okay, so we have two non-voting. And then Arlene, your vote. Oh, wait a minute, Campbell Johnson. I guess I get to vote too, right?
Yep.
Okay, I'll vote yes. Okay, so Arlene,
this is Teresa here.
Teresa, you're with us?
Campbell?
Yes?
Campbell, this is Nia. I vote yes.
Oh, okay.
And this is Teresa. I say yes.
Okay. I was afraid we lost you. And Arlene?
All of a sudden, my mind's gone blank, and I'm trying to say pass, but that isn't what I mean. In other words, I'm not voting. Thank you.
Okay.
On this issue, I don't think it's appropriate for me to vote.
Okay.
Also, I also abstain. This is LaVarne.
That's what I'm trying to say. Sorry.
All right. So what we have is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes. Goodness. One no. One abstention. And one not voting.
Two abstentions.
Okay. Two abstentions. So the motion, this substitute motion passes, Mr. Chair, and that means that the main motion is unnecessary.
Well, actually, you need to prerogative. What we actually voted to do was
maybe you could just ask if there's any objection now.
Right. We substituted the Summers' motion for the original motion, but now we still need to approve now the substituted motion. So, is there any objection to the substituted motion, which is the one Summer had?
I thought we voted by acclamation the amendment to the substitute.
We voted to amend the substitute right by acclamation. That was a Fia's amendment.
Yeah.
And then we just voted on to make the substitution.
But then you still have to vote on either
the original motion if it failed or the substituted motion. Sometimes people will change their vote.
Okay, so I object to the substitute motion, yes.
Okay, so can you call the roll again? Campbell, please.
I'm sorry. Didn't
Bill?
Campbell withdraw his for September?
It's on the table, you really
Bill?
Aren't. It belongs to the group.
It doesn't matter. No problem.
Bill,
okay.
Can I ask you a personal
Summer?
Privilege, please?
Billy, I don't understand.
Summer? We're not debating
can
anything. We're just trying to take... Yeah, go ahead.
Could I be called first on the roll? Because I may lose my call in a second. I'm in a parking garage. I'm afraid I'm going to cut out before we vote.
Okay. So we're voting on the main motion now, right?
Thank you.
The substituted motion, yes.
On the substituted motion.
Yeah.
Okay, Summer Reese?
I vote yes.
Can you ask for any no votes?
They already did. I object.
I stepped away. Sorry.
Okay. Now, Teresa Allen, how do you vote on the substituted motion?
I say yes.
Okay, Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Okay, Lydia Brisson?
Absolutely no.
Okay, Bill Crozier?
I vote yes.
All right, Ophia Wangaza?
Yes.
Okay, Summer voted yes. Arlene, are you still abstaining? Well, we'll get back to Arlene.
Abstain. I'm sorry, I was muted.
Tracy Rosenberg?
I vote yes.
All right. Laverne, what is your preference?
Oh, thank you for asking. I abstain.
Okay. Campbell Johnson votes yes. And this means that we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses. This is a cliffhanger. One no and two abstentions. So the substituted motion passes.
Okay, thank you. All right, so the motion that we'll pass along to the PNB meeting this Wednesday, can we get that on the agenda, Summer, is to have an in-person meeting no later than the last meeting, last weekend in July. And I know people have been asking, and they want to change, they want to arrange their summer vacations and trips, so we need to know one way or the other. We need to let the PNB decide. Okay, thank you for that very good discussion, everybody. I really appreciate that. This is the kind of thing it's really hard to do on the whole PNB, and I think this is kind of what we need to do at our committee, so thank you. Is there any new business?
No, I move to adjourn.
Okay, well, can we review action items real quick?
Okay. Action items would be... I didn't think I was going to be secretary this long.
Maybe we don't have any. I don't know.
Oh. Mr. Chair, let me mention something, a point of information or a correction. It was mentioned that the WPFW December drive didn't take place. It's not that it did not take place. What happened was that it was taking place over the weekends because of the reluctance of some persons who are programmers and their belief that December is not a time when one should, as a nonprofit, be soliciting money.
Okay. All right. Okay. I didn't notice any action items other than I guess somewhere and I need to, or whoever needs to get this on the agenda for Wednesday.
There are several items. I expect that.
Point of information. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Teresa.
Are you saying, Campbell, that your programmer sabotaged the pledge drive in December?
I did not use the word. But they're sabotaging our major donor, yes. But, no, in December, what they did was some of them were so difficult in this process and were so reluctant that our general manager had to change the schedule to be one that would be over the weekends, which is our best listenership and best donating anyway, except for around the time of Democracy Now. But that's...
We don't need to go into that now, though, I don't think.
Yeah, they are peppering the national board with accusations that the GM threw them under the bus, and they threw themselves or either they threw Pacifica under the bus.
And okay, let's get back to action items if we can.
Okay.
So we need to put this motion on the PNB agenda.
One of the action items I mentioned previously, yes, this motion should be on the agenda. On agenda for PNB. And also we have... I believe I sent it to everyone, and I think everyone should have it. I did send it to Arlene. I think I sent it to LaVarne also. This thing about newsletter content possibility and funding opportunities, which goes into where we could get some money for the presidential, broadcasts.
And Bill, I have another one.
Okay. And is that the same thing we're talking about that you could send to the whole board, Campbell? Or I don't know.
I beg your pardon. I sent it to the whole board.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And Nia?
Yeah, that LaVarne is supposed to send out the financial statements as of March 31st to the entire board. She said she had them. She was finishing them up. And she would send them out.
Including the aging of payables.
Right, including the aging of payables. Thanks, Campbell.
All right. Did you have anything else, Campbell?
I think that's it. If, the piece on the funding opportunities and whatnot, I think that, I'm incorrect on that. Now, it was mentioned that there are ongoing meetings with GMs and whatnot regarding fundraising efforts. I had asked our GM specifically if the pledge book had been shared with the other stations no more than 2-3 days ago, and he said no, it hadn't. So, maybe somehow the discussions haven't delved deeply enough to get to that, but I would urge that the action steps coming out of here should include developing best practices for on-air drives, for special events, and for off-air fundraising.
Okay. Let me ask one more question. I'm not exactly on action item, but I forgot to put on the agenda. Can we pick a date for our next coordinating committee meeting so we can get it on the calendar or without having to wait a month for a spot?
Sounds good to me.
What about the motion from last year, Bill, where I forgot what the schedule was. It was.
Well, we kind of changed the date around a fair amount, at least towards the end of the year. But I forget what the pattern was the last time.
Week before our regular meeting day is the what? The second Thursday? I'm forgetting now. I think it was
the second and fourth Thursdays. Yeah. So right. Before the second Thursday would be nice, but you know, I'm looking at the calendar right now. The seventh. There's no national meeting on the 7th of May. That's just 1 week from today, though. The 16th is open. That's a Wednesday. The 9th, the 29th, 30th, and 31st are open. Sorry for that phone ringing.
When is the next PNB teleconference before that? It's usually like a week before.
The 10th and the 24th.
Okay, so then, or close to that.
I don't have it on the calendar yet, but there is a meeting on the 30th of May, which is a Wednesday, at KPFC.
A local committee meeting?
Yes.
Yeah, I just have to assume there's local committee meetings somewhere just about every day. So I've kind of given up trying to avoid those.
Oh,
we're already having
item.
A difficulty with one of our committees working around the meeting that was just scheduled for this Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay, so what were we going to say, Campbell?
Yes, there's another action item, and that is Arlene's going to get the total cost for the L.A. meeting to us.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, do we need an action item for me to poll everybody, or can we decide tonight on a date? It's maybe easier if we can do that right now where everybody's on the call.
Probably Bill.
I'm sorry, Bill. I did cut out. Which date are we deciding on?
We haven't yet. So sometime
next meeting.
Is this the next coordinating committee meeting?
Yes.
God. And what's wrong with our previously existing practice?
I don't remember what it was, but, you know, we kind of have to schedule around other dates. Other meetings are already scheduled because we haven't got them on the calendar yet for the year.
Sure, got to. So, well, we're in April.
If you want to avoid weekends, if you want to avoid Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the dates that are open, meaning no national committee meetings, are a week from today, the 7th, Monday, the 16th, which is the third Wednesday.
The 15th,
and
also, isn't it?
15th is technology. If none of you are on technology, possibility.
Okay.
Or the 16th, the Wednesday, that's maybe.
Nothing is the 16th, and then the 29th, 30th, and 31st, which is a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Why don't we go for that 15th or 16th date so we don't wait too long to get back together?
If none of us are on technology, let's go with that date.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not on technology.
I'm not on it.
I just want to give an audit to grab finances to.
I can stream one of the meetings if I need to. It's easier for me to stream the meeting I'm on, so I can do that. That's been one of the issues is streaming two meetings at once. But
hello, Tony.
So what is the date that we're going with
15th.
Now?
That's the 15th. Tuesday, the 15th.
May 15th. Okay.
Is there any objection?
I won't be able. May 15th, I cannot do that. I have a prison education training that's already scheduled for that evening.
Oh.
Okay.
Only between 15 and 16?
What was that?
What date are you polling for, 15 and 16 or just 15?
Can we go for the 16th then?
I mean, I have a local committee meeting that we've moved several times to try to avoid conflicts. And it's right now it's on the third Wednesday. So I know that affects me and I think Teresa, but I mean, the national committees take priority for me because, you know, we have plenty of other people on the local committees. But
Bill, do you have a coin?
Can everybody else meet on the 16th? The Wednesday?
No, the 16th is fine.
Okay, well, 16th.
16th is good.
Objection?
Are we going with 1-5 or 1-6?
1-6.
1-6, Wednesday. And do we want to try a regular date for later ones? I don't know. The third Wednesday in June is a KPFK LSB.
For the later one, can we just do that one by email? Because I think this is great that we did the May one, but for a whole year, we have to look at our whole year's calendars. We all have things, so.
Yeah. Okay, well, think about that. The third Tuesday might be good for future months. I'm seeing it's
open. Why don't you float some things for us by email, and we'll all vote.
Okay, we'll do.
Thank you.
So that's an action item for me.
Okay.
Okay. Any other action items?
I don't think so.
Okay. And is there a motion to adjourn?
So
we did already, remember?
Oh, yeah. Right, I was ignoring you, unfortunately. Sorry. Okay, any objections? Hearing none, we're adjourned. There, thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.